Wales head coach Warren Gatland says that he's had no indication that he'll lose his job after this weekend's clash with the world champion Springboks. They're on an 11-match losing run, which is a new record for Wales. And Gatland says that he wants to stay in the job and turn things around.
I'm aware of the pressures that and that decisions could be made outside of my control. So we just have asked for a little bit of time. Whether we get that time or not, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, Gatland has made a few changes to his side for that clash. It's after they went down badly to Australia last week. The Springboks, they've also made a number of changes to their team from their win against England last week. Jaden and Jordan Hendrickse will start at 9 and 10 and become the first siblings to play in the same starting lineup for the Boks since Bismarck and Yanni Duplessis back in 2015. Moving to football news, rather. Bafana Bafana have cruised into next year's AFCON in Morocco. They finished top of Group K and extended their unbeaten run to 16 matches under coach Hugo Broos. Broos spoke after their win against South Sudan yesterday in Cape Town, saying that the team performed exactly how he wanted them to.
And you see then, when you play that kind of football, it's very difficult for the opponent because from everywhere there were players coming. One goes deep, the other comes back. There was always movement in the team, and we only lost a few seconds of focus. That was the moment in the first half when they got a chance. But for the rest, everybody stay focused and stay concentrated for the 90 minutes. This is what you want as a coach. I repeat it again, I'm very proud today.
So there is a long international break now. Bafana Bafana will resume their World Cup qualifying campaign next year in March when they take on Lesotho. Then finishing with cricket news, Australia host India in a 5-match test series starting on Friday in Perth. It's the start of the Aussie summer and it's going to be an epic series. India are coming off a home series lost to New Zealand, but Australia haven't played a test match since March. India have had some issues with their team selection, but they haven't ruled out Shubman Gill from playing in that first test. The opener did pick up a fracture in his thumb, but the call whether he will play or not will be made on Friday. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.